Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, there's no grown-ups here. Help!
Today's weather, a mixture of sunshine and showers for many. Those showers will be heavy and thundery in places. Highs today of 20 degrees Celsius.
Ooh. Look. Sports! Give me sports!
England's cricketers will hope the rain stays away from the Oval today and
will they
extend their 252-run lead over South Africa in the third test. They'll resume their second innings this morning on 74 for one.
Oh.
Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino insists they are working hard to bring in some new players ahead of the start of the Premier League season.
Yeah.
They're yet to sign anyone this summer and have seen Kyle Walker leave to join Manchester City. Lewis Hamilton has work to do if he's to take a sixth Hungarian Grand Prix title today.
Good luck, Lewis.
Three-time world champion finished fourth in qualifying, with title rival Sebastian Vettel taking pole.
Oh.
Paul Di Resta was 19th on his frontline return to the sport. England's Ian Poulter goes into the final round of the Canadian Open Golf later today. Five shots off the top of the leaderboard. He's tied for 16th on 12 under par. American Charlie Hoffman is the man to catch on 17 under. And defending champions Hull FC find out their opponents for Rugby League's Challenge Cup final later today.
Yes.
They made it through with a 43-24 win over Leeds yesterday.
Is it?
This afternoon, Wigan meets Salford in the second semi-final.
Thanks, Sports.
I'm TalkSport's Pete Abbott for Virgin Radio.
Thanks, Pete Abbott. Hello, this is Ian Lee. Good morning. Any grown-ups in the building?
Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
I'm going to be honest, guys. I haven't got a flipping clue how to run the studio, and there are no grown-ups here. This morning is potentially going to be a big car crash, OK?
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Do you see it clearer? Or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all. You're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. Don't ask my opinion, don't ask me to lie, and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all, I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me, don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Classic tracks.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio. push me up against the wall. Young tuck girl in a push-up bra. I'm falling all over myself to lift your heart and case your hill. Cause with the birds of the shed, it's so lonely of you. With the birds of the shed, it's so lonely of you. With the birds of the shed, it's so lonely of you. Blood lost in a bathroom stall. A southern girl with a skylit draw. A wave goodbye to Ma and Pa. Cause with the birds of shed, with the birds of shed, it's so lonely of you. With the birds of shed, it's so lonely of you. Soft-spoken with a broken jaw. Step outside but not to brawl. And autumn sweet wind, call it fall.
Thing. 0333 00 00. Did I say it right? Let's try it again, but this time faster. 0333 00 00. I think that's the right number. You can give me a call about anything, but I've got some bits and pieces for you. Don't panic. 0333 00 00. There, got it. Fine.
Take me now, baby. Here's I am. Pull me close. Try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Tonight belongs to lovers. Because tonight belongs.
There we go, you see. Hang on a minute. There's a little bit of production coming up. Here it comes.
Classic tracks.
New music. This is Virgin Radio.
Now shut up, Lee. So not used to doing this kind of show, right? And if you're watching on Periscope, which you can do, periscope.tv/Ian Lee, you would have seen me look to the screen, seen there was 6 seconds left on that excellent song by that band, and shouted very loudly, "Oh, Jesus!" Which is appropriate, as it's a Sunday morning. So, this is Ian Lee. I am live this week, so you can call in 0333 00 00 00. And boy, oh boy, there is loads to talk about. Loads. I have a producer now. Oh, she rocks up after 10 going, yeah, the traffic. Traffic on a Sunday. On a Sunday. And then someone on Twitter went, yeah, well, there's actually loads of London is closed for a bike race. I got here on time. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So, lots to talk about this morning. Some of the things I shall be firing in your direction. What's the fuss about Elvis Presley? Someone's put a bet on him still being alive. Here's the thing. If Elvis Presley was still alive, he'd be dead by now. Huh? apparently it's cool to wear socks and sandals. I say wear whatever you want to wear on your feet, guys. We will not be dictated to by foot fascists. That's why there's so much foot self-harming, because of people who say you can't know it. And there are two stories in the newspapers today about people wanting to look like other people. So, with all that in mind, things for you to think about. Who would you want to look like? Socks and sandals. Does anyone still wear flip-flops? Flip-flops. The 70s were flip-flops. Here's the thing. In America, flip-flops are called thongs. What the heck? Who would you like to look like? Seriously, what's the fuss about Elvis? Five good songs. Five good songs. That's it. Oh, you know. Jeez, have I got to do all the work for you? 0333 00 00. Anyone will get on. We call you back. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
All my friends are heathens. Take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sad. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse.
Welcome to the room of people who have rooms of people that they love. One day, docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get it sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. You laugh some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't fall. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. Just to stay away. And now they're outside ready to bust. It looks like you might be one of us.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
In the back of my head, I have a Tears for Fears story, but I cannot think what it is. I think... Oh, I remember, yeah. It's not a very good story. I've teased you with it now, so I have to tell you. It was years ago, my dad got Roland Orzeable's autograph for my sister. That was it.
Not very...
Guys, it's 10:30 on a Sunday morning. I can't give you gold all the time. I mean, really. The show is live. That's me tapping the microphone. You hear that to indicate this is live. So here's the thing. 0333 00 3300. For all the Virgin listeners, you can call in about anything on my show, right? Literally anything. If you want to phone up and say the show's rubbish, you're very welcome to. You'll be wrong.
You'll be very welcome.
But I have got some bits and pieces. Now, there are two stories in the newspaper today. And I'm going to go through some of the rest of the papers from the week. But there are two stories in the papers today about people wanting to look like other people. So for those of you that relish the radio phone in question, my question is, who would you like to look like and why? Two questions, 0333 00 3300. Here's story number one. Barmy Harry Styles fans, that's harsh, are having facial surgery to copy his famous dimples. You can get dimples surgically implanted. Where do they come from? I think they come from Chinese murderers that are in Chinese prisons. They have their dimples removed and then sold to rich Westerners. I think that's how it works. Thousands have paid £650 for a 30-minute, hang on, here's a made-up word, dimple plasty op to give themselves the same angelic look as the One Direction star. And he's a good-looking guy. Hasn't everybody got dimples? When you smile, can you smile? Dimples, you see? You can't see mine because I'm growing a beard again. Everybody's got dimples. When you smile, am I right? Dimples are the little the holes in your cheek, aren't they? When you smile, okay, good. Not the bum thing on the chin, the Kirk Douglas. No, demand in the U.S. has gone through the roof since photos appeared of Harry promoting the Oscar-tipped Second World War blockbuster Yawn Fest Dunkirk. Now the craze is expected to take off in the UK. I am fully behind everybody that wants to have plastic surgery and have Chinese prisoners' dimples implanted in their face. Dr. Wright Jones, founder of the Muse Plastic Surgery Clinic, are they sponsored by the rock group Muse, said pictures of the dimpled hunk in uniform have left fans wanting to replicate his appearance. Just buy a uniform! If that's what it... Just buy the uniform! He reckons he's performing at least three times more dimple plasty ops than last year. And Harry, 23, has overtaken dimpled celebs such as movie stars Brad Pitt and Jake Gyllenhaal. It's a soft G. Even female fans are clamouring for his choir boy looks. The doctor said the producer is trending. The procedure is trending. Not only because the results are so profound, but also, in part, because it's so quick. 20 seconds. I'm going to tell you how they do it. It's not from Chinese murderers. He says to create the fake dimples, surgeons create an incision inside the patient's mouth where a defect is created in the cheek muscle. The muscle is then attached to the undersurface of the skin so the dimples are seen upon animation, but not when the face is relaxed. It sounds like hell.
loving the bass, I'm loving the drums.
Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
We
Morning, this is Ian Lee on Virgin Radio. It turns out, maybe giving out the phone number as fast as I was is perhaps not the best idea in terms of you learning the phone number. So, 0333 00 00. You can call in about anything you want with me. I'm not one of those radio hosts. It's like, well, we're talking about this for the first hour, and in the second hour, we're talking about this. You call about anything you want. It's Sunday morning. You fancy a natter. Oh, I saw a thing on the news today that most people think the British roast is passé. I mean, broken Britain. Once we leave Europe, guys, the British roast will be back. I tell you that. That's why we voted Brexit. Bring back roast beef. So there was a story earlier on about people wanting to look like Harry Styles and having dimpleplasty. There's a brilliant story in The Star again, The Daily Star. The Daily Star is your looky-likey paper. And you know when there's not much news, right? So what they do is they just try and find pictures of things that look similar. They'll often do pictures of, like, actors and their mums and saying, oh, look at, isn't he a mummy's boy? Or something, you know, because they look similar or something like that. Well, fair play to John Ward in The Star. This is British journalism at its best. And I'm not even joking when I say that, even though it sounded sarcastic. He's found loads of pictures of the Prime Minister, Theresa May, looking like Rod Stewart. It's absolutely brilliant. Look at that. Look at that. I'm showing the people on Periscope. It's brilliant, right? Prime Minister Theresa May must think Rod's... This is such a good line. Oh, John Ward, you're a legend, man. Prime Minister Theresa May must think Rod... Can't say it. Third time lucky. Prime Minister Theresa May must think rocker Rod Stewart is sexy as she appears to copy his fashion style. Every picture tells a story, and these snaps reveal the PM is a big fan of the dress sense and hairstyles of the Scottish rocker. I don't get the Rod Stewart being Scottish thing, because he's from London, isn't he? So there's a picture of Rod Stewart in his leopard skin, sort of with his arm up, and they found a picture of Theresa May in leopard skin with her arm up. There's them wearing tartan. There's them both in a blue jacket and a white blouse, pointing. That's the thing, they're both pointing. And a green jacket and a white blouse. I tell you what, if you're watching on periscope.tv/Ian Lee, I will hold up the pictures during the next record, which will be Blondie. Is that okay? Thank you.
Classic tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio.
Take her home. you wanna take her home. She walks like she don't care, walking on imported air. Ooh, it makes you wanna die.
Virgin Radio.
Come on! Yes! This is it! This is a flipping tune! It's so good, I'm gonna shut up.
Living just to find emotion.
Morning, dear listener. This is Ian Lee, Virgin Radio. 0333 00 00. Those are numbers. You put them in a telephone, then you win the chance to speak to me on the radio. It's what Dom has done. Good morning, Dom.
Hi, is that Ian?
Hey, is that Dom?
It is, yeah. Oh, thanks for taking the call, Mr. Dale. I'm a big fan.
Oh, you absolute... for goodness... You're lucky that you don't get a slap because, well, A, because you're not here, B, because you're probably bigger than me, and C, because actually yeah. I'm a girl. But I might be bringing my nunchucks into the studio next week, so just watch it, OK? Just watch it.
I've got two shurikens. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to use my three-sectional staff to deflect them. This has turned into a very geeky martial arts chat, hasn't it?
Yeah, let's end that right now.
Yes, what you got for us?
No, I was wondering, yes. I've lost my keys in a park. I wonder if you could ask your listeners if they can keep an eye out for them.
Yeah, sure. What do you know what park it was?
I can't really tell you that.
Okay, can you describe what the keys look like?
I don't feel comfortable giving that information.
No, I understand that. How many keys were on the ring?
I think you're getting a bit personal now.
Okay, and what the key ring itself, what was it? Was it a car? Was it a picture of your family?
That's it, I'm hanging up.
Unbelievable. So, he's gone. And he's actually just gone. You might want to drop that next song, because we're going to go to the news, I think, aren't we? And I don't know how to drop a song on the computer. If you could help, Dom, if you've seen... I don't know how to do it. Why would I know? I'm just a radio presenter. We're going to have to go there, aren't we? I don't know. What do I know about these things? If you could help Dom with those keys, if you've spotted any in a park anywhere, then please do get in touch. 0333 00 00. This is Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Today's weather, a mixture of sunshine and showers for many of us. Those showers will be heavy and thundery in places.
Hedging his bets.
Today of 20 degrees Celsius.
Hedging his bets.
Friday 28th of July in store only.
Bought me up!
Virgin Radio Sports Headlines.
Me up!
Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger has again insisted that Alexis Sanchez is going nowhere. With a year left on his contract, he's been heavily linked with a move to Paris Saint-Germain. Oh. Sanchez missed Arsenal's latest friendly with the flu after he posted a picture of himself at home on Instagram saying he was sick.
Oh.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says their £35 million summer signing Edison isn't necessarily his first choice goalkeeper.
Thomas Edison.
The Brazilian will be competing for a starting spot along with Claudio Bravo this season. England are aiming for a semi-final place at Women's Euro 2017 this evening. Mark Sampson's side take on France in the last eight. They lost to the same opponents in the She Believes Cup in March.
They can do it.
England's cricketers will be hoping the rain stays away from the Oval today as they try to take advantage of a good position in the third test with South Africa. They'll resume with a 252-run lead on day four. Joe Root's side are 74 for one in their second innings. And Phil Taylor attempts to win the World Matchplay Darts for a 16th time
now
tonight.
Now we're talking!
The 16-time world champion takes on Peter Wright in the final in black.
Come on, fella!
I'm TalkSport's Pete Abbott for Virgin Radio.
Thanks, Pete!
Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
Come up to meet you, tell you I'm sorry. You don't know how lovely you are. I had to find you, tell you I need you. Tell you I set you apart. Tell me your secrets and ask me your questions. Oh, let's go back to the start. Running in circles, coming in tails, heads on a side. Star.
Tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here's the thing. I'm kind of quite new at doing music radio. I normally do a talk radio show weeknights from 10. I know. So when it's like a really, really famous song, like that one, I don't need to tell you who it is or what it is. Because you know, you're Virgin Radio listeners. You are clever, musically intelligent people. So I don't need to tell you that, do I? Okay, good. Just clarifying. If you want to give me a call, 0333 00 3300. Frank is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
And I hear it's the Frank Sidebottom impersonator.
Flipping heck. Long time no speak, Frank Sidebottom impersonator.
I was going to talk about that last song you played. It was like the final countdown.
That was it, yes. It was. Yes. It wasn't just like the final countdown. It was the final countdown.
You know, it was.
It really was. Thank you. Yes.
I just wanted to say, yes. You know what? Channel 4 have got a programme called Countdown.
Countdown on, yes, I'm aware of that, yes.
Yeah, and also they have like a grand final, so why don't they play that as the theme music for the final countdown?
That is...
They're missing a trick.
That is...
You know, they are... They really... Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Frank. There we go. They are missing a trick. If only Channel 4 still answered my telephone calls... Then I'd be able to pass that information on to them. But they don't, guys. They just don't. 0333 00 3300. If you're waiting for the handle for you to call in, the question, well, it's not really that kind of show. You can call in about anything. But, we've talked about who would you look like if you had the opportunity to look like someone else and why. Lost keys. Countdown. Ooh. Here's the thing, you know Elvis Presley, right? And people think, well, Elvis might still be alive. Here's a little wake-up call for you guys. If Elvis Presley was still alive, he'd be dead by now because he'd be like 89 or something. But there are still idiots out there that think he's alive. It's now or never. Hey, this is brilliant. This story is written by the same person who wrote the story about Theresa May, John Ward. John Ward's my favourite journalist of all time. Forget that, what was that film about Deep Throat? With the guy, with the two journalists, not the Parallax View, not the Billion Dollar Brain, All the President's Men. Was that it? Well, they should remake All the President's Men, if that is indeed the film, but do it about John Ward. I'm going to he's put his email address on there. I'm going to email John Ward and say I love his work. Genuinely. I think we should do that. But then again, if I email a journalist from a sleazy red top rag, they might start looking through my personal data and out me as a sexual deviant. I'm not, but... I haven't got time to do this Elvis Presley story now because you've just kept me talking about nonsense. So tempted to sing along with this, but I won't. I won't. 0333 00 3300 is the telephone number. This is Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio. And this is a lot. It's too cheesy.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got and the other one is giving a high five.
Virgin Radio.
Sometimes you need to be alone.
It don't matter now.
Shut the door, unplug the phone.
It don't matter now.
Speak in a language they don't know.
It don't matter now.
Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that. It don't matter now. Build a castle out to sand.
It don't matter now.
Well, it won't last and it won't stand.
It don't matter now.
But with a suitcase in your hand.
It don't matter now.
No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now. Your way on through the crowd.
It don't matter now.
Change your name, you won't be found.
It don't matter.
Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now.
Here's a tip for anybody wanting to get into radio broadcasting and particularly hosting a phone-in show. Make sure you give out the right phone number. It turns out I was missing out a digit. So I'm fully expecting that when I deliver the complete phone number, which is coming now, I'm expecting the phones to go mental, okay?
Okay?
I like this bit a lot. I enjoyed the song, but the last 3 seconds in particular were awesome, weren't they? So here is the correct telephone number with all of the digits, okay? 0333 00 33 00. There we go. So anyway, there's people who still think Elvis Presley is alive, right? It's now or never for a punter who stands to win £350,000 if Elvis Presley is found alive this year. Is that all he's going to win? Why not say 27 gazillion pounds? Because I hate to break it to you, Elvis died on the lavvy. I had to censor myself then. I remembered it was 23 minutes past 11 in the morning. The optimistic gambler has been inundating bookmaker Paddy Power with bets on the King on Rock and Roll turning up before the year is out. The unnamed Elvis enthusiast from Kent, who still lives with his mum, I'm guessing, I made that bit up, placed a series of bets over 2 days last week. He used a phone account to stake 25 quid at odds of 200 to 1 and a total of 300 quid at 1,000 to 1. Here comes a joke. If Elvis does prove to be alive and well, he will leave the bookies all shook up.
Thank you, thank you.
But cynics reckon, realists, normal people who aren't nuts reckon, the mystery punter is more likely to be left in Heartbreak Hotel as the icon was found dead in the bathroom of his home, Graceland, in Memphis on August the 16th, 1977, when he was just 42, 2 years younger than me. Oh no! And I know how straining and stressful it can be going to the bathroom as an older gentleman. Seriously, I know! Paddy Power spokesman said, I'm all shook up at this punter's bets. Doesn't count! You've done that joke already! You can't do the all shook up joke twice! I think he might be barking up the wrong tree, in which case he's soon set to be crying all the time. Just like the dog in the King's hit song. That's terrible. I mean, here's the thing. Elvis only did 5 good songs, right? We know that. 5 good songs. And if you're lucky, I'll name them for you later on. 0333 00 0 0 0 0. This is Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
We'll be right back.
So that would be considered a famous song by a famous band. So just... I don't need to tell you that, do I? By the way, if you one of my favourite phone-ins, rock bands or singers that change the pronunciation of words. Do-wa. Suddenly door, E, becomes a three-syllable word. Do-wa. The other one is, who's the fella? The little fella. He's only tiny, got big sort of poodle hair, crashed a mini into a tree. Mark Bolan. Metal Guru. Speaking of cars, this is a dirty story. This is actually a dirty story, right? This is but the Sunday papers are dirty. That's what they are. But this guy is a how do I say this? He suffers from I don't think he thinks he suffers. He has mechanophilia. You know what that means? He loves his car, and when I say loves it, I mean he loves it. There is no one in the world Darius Monty loves more than Goldie. With her perfect curves and flawless body, she's a beauty. And the pub boss's sex life with the hot model less than half his age is better than with any previous girlfriends. But shockingly, the object of his full-on passion is a car. There we go. 0333 00 00. While many men claim to love their motors, Darius is in love with his gold-coloured X-Type Jaguar. Oh dear, I hadn't read this before. And makes love to her. Now, we won't go into details. Don't worry. There may be young ears listening. The 35-year-old bachelor suffers from a bizarre condition called mechanophilia. The rare disorder makes victims fall in love with inanimate objects and feel strong physical attractions to them. Darius said, I don't expect people to understand. Well, he's right there. I didn't choose this. But I've fallen in love with a car, just like other people fall for women. I think this may be the last paragraph we read, because it gets a little bit fruity. I find her arousing. I love spending time with her, and she is very important to me. I don't see her as an object. I look at her, and I see my lover. I don't even... Please don't phone in with suggestions as to how that works, because I really don't want to know. 0333 00 00 though is the telephone number if you want to give us a call about anything apart from men who have sex with cars. Thank you.
Tracks.
New music. This is Virgin Radio.
Pan pipes in pop, please. More pan pipes in pop. That's all we need. That's all we need. You could get the same effect by using a chamois leather on a window. You could. I can't think of another... Oh, triple three. Here we go. Here's the question for the rest of the show, right? Oh, triple three, double O, triple three, double O. Can you think of another pop song that's got pan pipes in? Paul Simon's probably done it, because he likes all of that kind of stuff, shall we say. Thanks, backing singers. I can't... There must be another song that's got panpipes in. Come on, guys. You know music. You're Virgin Radio listeners. 0333 00 0000. What are you scared of, guys? As I get older, my fear of heights increases, right? I used to be uncomfortable around heights. Recently, I found myself atop one of those Go Ape things. If you're a parent, you will have taken your kids on Go Ape. I mean, it's a license to print money. It's like 30 quid to go climb up a tree. But and my youngest at the time was 4, and so for him to go up, I had to go up with him. And basically, you climb up a tree, you're harnessed and stuff, and then you just walk along walkways and then come down a zip wire. I did it once, and it was terrifying, but I managed to do it, right? Just about managed to do it for the whole hour. But it was basically me swearing under my breath, right? And then the second time we did it, halfway along the first walkway, I thought, I'm gonna cry. I'm going to cry. And I didn't want to ask one of the teenagers who worked there to get me down. So I got around once and I said to my son, I'm really sorry, but that's his name. I'm really sorry, but daddy is terrified. And I can't go back up there. And fair play, he got it. But there's a 0333 00 0000. Tell me what you're... The front page of the Star on Thursday. I even have trouble reading this story, right? Giant spider terrifies family and home, right? You don't know how big this spider is. Listen. A monster spider bigger than a dinner plate trapped a couple inside their home. A spider bigger than a dinner plate. Freaked out Lauren Ansell, who was left in shock, said it was massive and mean. Now, I don't know how you tell a spider is mean. We go inside the newspaper to find out the latest details. A monster spider bigger than a dinner plate. Enjoy your Sunday mornings. Trapped a couple inside their home. It lunged at Lauren Ansell and her partner every time they tried to go through the patio doors. Then the huntsman spider, whose bite can make people vomit, jeez, even the picture can make people vomit, glared threateningly at the couple with its beady eyes. Lauren said, we didn't want to kill it. Oh, God, imagine getting a book and squashing that against the wall. We didn't want to kill it, but it didn't like us for trying to move it along. My boyfriend tried to squish it in the door, but the spider was smart. It's a sentient spider. The door only claimed two of its legs, so it dropped down and limped off into the garden. That, dear listener, is the most terrifying thing. There is now a giant spider in the back of their garden, the size of a dinner plate, plotting its revenge.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Radio.
Music.
Virgin Radio.
If you were watching on Periscope, seriously, if you were watching on Periscope, there was a whole performance of the Bare Naked Ladies 1 week just for you, dear listener. Good morning, Alan Caddick.
Good morning, Ian.
How unfortunate for myself and the listeners, you found the Virgin Radio phone number.
Well, thanks to Carl Richards, actually.
Oh, I see. Well,
he messaged me on Facebook Messenger.
He messaged you on Facebook Messenger, as long as it's clean and above board, Alan. Yeah, that's all we ask. What have you got for us?
Asking me to call in.
Well, no, that's a lie. That's actually a lie. Thank you, Kyle. No, I was not asking you to call in.
Well, I was going with a Periscope.
Yes.
Seeing you was on.
Yes.
I wanted to listen.
Yes.
And Carl said I had to call in.
Can I just say, for Virgin Radio listeners who don't know Alan Caddick, if you click your red buttons now, you will get subtitles.
Oh, listen to Talk Radio Monday to Friday.
Well, thank you, Alan. Listen, unlike that show, the time here is very limited. We're approaching news. You've got 20 seconds. Well, you have to do it in a somber voice. You have to be somber.
This is Virgin Radio. This is Ian Lee Show. And now, here is the latest news.
Well, not that somber.
It's Virgin Radio. It's Sunday with Ian Lee. Here's the news.
That was too upbeat, but never mind.
Virgin Radio Sports Headlines.
Sports!
Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino insists they are working hard to bring in some new players ahead of the start of the Premier League season. They're yet to sign anyone this summer and have seen Kyle Walker leave to join Manchester City.
Oh.
Lewis Hamilton has work to do if he's to take a sixth Hungarian Grand Prix title today. Britain's three-time world champion finished fourth in qualifying with title rival Sebastian Vettel taking pole. Paul Di Resta was 19th.
Get to the darts.
And returned to
Get
the
to the darts.
England's Ian Poulter goes into the final round of the Canadian Open Golf later today. Five shots off the top of the leaderboard.
Darts.
This time for 16th on 12 under par.
Darts.
American Charlie Hoffman is the man to catch
Darts.
On 17 under. And defending champions Hull FC find out their opponents for Rugby League's Challenge Cup final later today.
He's dropped
they
darts.
Made it through with a 43 points to 24 win over Leeds yesterday. This afternoon Wigan meets Salford in the second
He's
semi-final.
He's dropped darts.
I'm TalkSport's Pete Abbott for Virgin Radio.
He dropped darts. He dropped darts! Never drop darts!
New music, Virgin Radio.
Morning, dear listener. Ian Lee, Virgin Radio. Good afternoon, I apologise. Another hour of this. 0333 00 0333 00.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, you
come in. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you
stay.
Know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know.
Yes, 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 yes.
Should I cool it or should I blow?
Virgin Radio.
Oh,
Dear listener. Afternoon. It's literally afternoon. Here we go. Tempted to sing along, guys. I can do it, Alan. Are you still there, Alan?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What are you there for?
Just Josie said I can stay up with me.
Bennett. Do you want to hear me do the fast rap bit of the Bare Naked Ladies song? Hold it now and watch a hoodwink. Make you stop, think. You're thinking you're looking at Aquaman. A salmon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss, although I like the sushi, because it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Liam rhymes, because I'm all about value. Burt Camford's got the mad hits. You try to match wits. You try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake. I like a stinking naked chick. I like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gotta see the show, because then you'll know the vertigo is gonna grow, because it's so dangerous that you'll have to sign a waiver. Come on, Alan. That's not bad, is it?
Oh, no. That's
far deep. It's technically it's not good either, but it's certainly, dear listener, it's certainly not bad. Alan, there's a story in the papers this week. He's been on loads of things about the idiot that ate cherry stones, even though they contain poison. You wouldn't be that stupid, would you?
No. I'm trying to grow a cherry tree, actually.
Why?
No, give me something new for the allotment.
Stay there. Chickity China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With Don LeMay's on. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films. But if I did, then have a samurai. Gotta get a set of better clubs. You can with tiny nub joys. I can't do that bit, Alan. I can't do that bit. I'll have to admit defeat. Tell us about your cherry tree.
Well, I planted a seed.
Yes.
Letting nature take its course at the moment.
Yes.
And nothing's happening.
That's so interesting. Wow. 0333 00 00 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I'll tell you about the cherry tree dude in a bit, because he's chomping on cherry stones. Everyone knows they're poisonous, right?
Right.
Everyone knows cherry stones are poisonous, don't they? I certainly do.
Tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
Oh,
That's bouncing. I like that. That's bouncy. Now, that, I don't know. I don't think that's a famous song, so I'm going to say that was Kasabian. They're a famous band, yeah? Bless this acid house. I wish I could sing. I really do. I hate people that can sing. Just hate them. And good-looking people. And talented people. I hate a lot of people. I hate more people than I like. And I think, dear listener, that says it all. Good afternoon. This is Ian Lee on Virgin Radio. I'm here until 1 o'clock. You can still call 0333 00 0000 and mention the guy who nearly died eating cherry stones. There's poison in them. A dad almost died eating cherry stones containing cyanide. Matthew Krem, 29, thought he would try the pips while watching telly. Now, this is a great British thing, trying stuff out of boredom. Downstairs at the Virgin Radio Talk Radio building, they've got, you know, the water coolers? They've got the big bottles that go in the water cooler. There's stacks of them. There's about 30 of them, right? And they're on their side. And I put my finger in the hole of one, and there's like a little valve, right, which keeps the water in. Obviously, when you put that on the water cooler, the water comes out. So I was, while I was waiting for the lift, I was pressing the valve to see what the give point was, to see what the breaking point was. Well, it turns out it doesn't require that much pressure. So I pressed it, and suddenly water started flying out. And I was with someone, and she went, "What have you done?" I went, "I was just testing to see how strong the valve was." And water was pouring out. So we did what I think most people would do. We ran away and left it. Anyway, the father of three had been enjoying the fruit, cherries, and thought he would give their stones a try. He said, out of curiosity, I crushed one of the stones open, and there was a little nut. I tasted it, and it had a cherry almond flavour. It was delicious. I referred to the packaging to see if it said anything to indicate you shouldn't eat the stones. There was nothing. So I ate two more of them because they tasted nice. Within 10 minutes, I started feeling drowsy and hot and felt lethargic. He was copping a poisonous buzz off of the poison stones in cherries. The man's an idiot.
Classic tracks. This is Virgin Radio.
It was a slight on my honor, so he deserved it. But we're talking about the most brilliant mind this world has ever seen.
I've got demons running around in my head, and they feed on insecurities I have. Won't you lay your healing hands on my chest? Let your ritual clean. Soak the ropes with your holy water. Tie me down as you read out the words. Set me free. Won't you exercise my mind? Won't you exercise?
different. It lives in a world where feelings simply cannot be defined by words.
New music. This is Virgin Radio.
More songs with panpipes. and more lying. Lying.
La, 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 la.
That's all we need, more pan pipes, more la-ing, and goddammit, we need more disco strings, don't we? More disco strings, guys. That's what I'm talking about. Good afternoon to listener Ian Lee, Virgin Radio, here every Sunday morning between 10 and 1. It'll be live, and it is live now, and it's a phone-in, meaning I give you a telephone number, 0333-00-000. You call in. You speak to someone, they call you back, you come on the air, and look what's happened. It's Dan. Morning, afternoon, good evening, Dan.
Good afternoon, Ian. It's not Dan, it's Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, God, it's Boss. Flipping that. Good afternoon, Mr. Murdoch, sir.
How are you doing, Ian?
Very, very well, sir. I'm just settling into Virgin Radio. Thanks for letting me work here.
Well, I thought about it. I thought the best person to sell the Virgin brand,
yes,
who I am very attached to, has got to be Ian Lee.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate
this
it.
This man, he soars above,
yes,
the likes of Simon Mayo.
Wow.
Kenny Everett.
Aye.
I love listening to Kenny Everett every morning on the radio.
Yes, well, he's...
He's there every morning for me.
Yes.
Older Jimmel, he's great.
Okay.
I like listening to him.
Yes.
Ian,
yes?
I appreciate the work that you're doing. How much am I charging you for this show?
It's pretty much the same as I'm getting for the weeknight show.
So you're paying me what? £300 a show?
No, sorry, Mr. Murdoch, you're paying me.
No, Ian, I didn't get where I am today by paying people.
Aye. I've upset the boss, Pat.
Hey, Pat, that wasn't your boss, that was Joe Mangle.
No, it wasn't Joe Mangle. Joe Mangle,
how
here's the
you?
Thing. By the way, this is going to be a phone-in we're going to do in the week. Who's blocked you on Twitter? Joe Mangle's blocked me on Twitter. And I don't know why, because I've met him a couple of times and I thought we got on. But he's blocked me.
Don't worry, he's a bit dirty, Ian.
What do you mean? He's not, he's lovely, he's a really nice bloke. He's,
yeah, he looks dirty.
No, he looks dirty, but in real life he's a bit of a hippie and he's a really nice, down-to-earth bloke. And we had a laugh, I met him a few times on Big Brother, and he's blocked me.
Don't worry, everyone blocks you, Ian.
What?
Barry Manilow has blocked me.
Has he?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because I said, would you like to go out for dinner about 100 times?
Yeah, well, I can understand why... Here's the thing, right? Everyone knocks Barry Manilow. I flippin'... Mm. I love Manilow.
So do I. He's dishy.
He's dishy! He's. Yeah. I think he's a great pianist. He's a good singer, a good songwriter. I love Barry Manilow.
So do I. Can we go together one time when he comes to London?
Probably not, no.
Will you be busy?
I will be busy, yes.
Ian?
Yes, Pat?
I think... Do you know what I think your Sunday morning show needs?
What's that, Pat?
Me. Like, I could sit opposite you and just, like, be, like, helping you and stuff. I'd make your tea and... What do you think? I've got nothing else to do.
No, here's the thing. At Virgin Radio, they have a very strict policy on letting nut jobs and perverts into the studio. So I'm afraid it's going to be a no, Pat. But
why
thanks
are you
for
there?
Okay, there we go. Thank you very much for the offer, but we are covered, guys. Only another 4.5 minutes of this track. I know, I could. But I shouldn't really, I should do this.
Classic tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio.
There's another phone-in we could do. Songs that have sex noises in. There's that. Big Love by Fleetwood Mac. Oh! Afternoon, Ian Lee, Virgin Radio. Only another 15 minutes of this nonsense, and then a professional will come in. Imagine that. Someone who knows what they're doing. I know they're out of fashion, but boy, oh boy, I could murder some roast lamb and roast potatoes and mint sauce right now. Don't know if there's any lying around here, because that would go down an absolute treat. They do this thing. Every 3 or 4 months, they'll bring out a survey of things that kids don't do anymore because of health and safety that they should do, otherwise they don't qualify as kids or something. Grandparents have been hailed as having had the most daring childhood adventures. Well, mainly because they were dodging bombs being dropped on their head from German warplanes. So that's quite daring. A National Trust survey found those who grew up in the 40s and 50s typically roamed outdoors for 3.5 hours a day. Well, The thing is, are they any good at Call of Duty or Grand Theft Auto? I don't think so. I don't think so. Children now play out for 80 minutes. To encourage kids to have fun like Granny and Grandad did. Well, they were all playing Show Me Yours and I'll Show You Mine. That's... The National Trust has compiled this list of 50 things to do before turning 12. Oh, God, they're awful. They're awful. Some of them are great, obviously. But some of them are just terrible. Number 50, canoe down a river. Oh, have you ever canoed down a river? Flipping heck, man. It's terrible. You get wet. Yeah. Go on a treasure hunt, yeah. Learn to ride a horse. 46, try rock climbing. That's how people die. Number 41 is plant it, grow it, eat it. The one I know is pick it, flick it, eat it. That's different, I think. I think that's different. Go on a nature walk at night. Hey, number 39, catch a crab. We went crabbing last week. We went crabbing this time last week. I was stood on a dockside in freezing cold weather going crabbing. It was brilliant. The children found it slightly disturbing when I stoved the crabs' heads in to eat them. But, you know, bring up a butterfly. Bring up a butterfly? Really? Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
Well, it's nearly game over. For me anyway, Virgin Radio of course continues throughout the day. You'd be stupid, stupid not to listen. Other things the National Trust think that we should do, our children should do. Go on a nature walk at night. I'm assuming that's with an adult. I'm assuming an adult needs to go. Make a daisy chain. Go on a walk barefoot. Are you nuts? Where I live, there'll be broken glass everywhere and those little metal canisters that seem to pop up by the curbside more and more regularly. Explore inside a tree? Hold a scary animal? Dam a stream. The only time I ever dammed a stream as a child, a farmer came out and gave me a right rollicking. I got in terrible trouble. Are you going to take that down? You going to take that down? Awful, awful, awful. Kyle, you there? Nope, we've lost Kyle. Where are we going? Well, these things happen. It's a way to end the show on a fizzle. I like fizzles. I'll be back next week at 10. Peace and love, guys. Peace and love. There you go. That's it. That's your lot. If you go anywhere, though, I'll be honest, you're an idiot. I'm going to say that. Stay listening to Virgin. I will be weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio, but I'll be back here next week live at 10 o'clock in the morning. Until then, from me, ta-ta.
Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks.